far ultraviolet dust extinction and molecular hydrogen in the diffuse Milky Way interstellar medium, by Dries van der Putte et al. We aim to compare variations in the full UV dust extinction curve, 912-3000 angstrom, with the high H2 total H content along diffuse Milky Way sightlines, to investigate possible connections between ISM conditions and dust properties. We combine an existing sample of 75 UV extinction curves based on IUEN-fused data, with atomic and molecular column densities measured through UV absorption. The H2 column density data are based on existing Lyman-Werner absorption band models from earlier work on the extinction curves. Literature values for the high column density were compiled and improved for 23 stars by fitting a Li alpha profile to archived spectra. We discover a strong correlation between the H2 column and the far UV extinction, and the underlying cause is a linear relationship between H2 and the strength of the far UV rise feature. This extinction does not scale with high, and the total H column scales best with AV, instead. The carrier of the far UV rise therefore coincides with molecular gas, and further connections are shown by comparing the UV extinction features to the molecular fraction. Variations in the gas-to-extinction ratio nitrogen monohydride, AV, correlate with the UV-to-optical extinction ratio, and we speculate this could be due to coagulation or shattering effects. Based on the H2 temperature, the strongest far UV rise strengths are found to appear in colder and denser sightlines. This was far ultraviolet dust extinction and molecular hydrogen in the diffuse Milky Way interstellar medium, by Dries van der Putte et al.